Hello, everyone. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I am so delighted to be the host of the show for today, and my name is Fahima Jalili. So lovely to be with each one of you. We are going to have a fantastic show today, same as usual, which is based on the positivity and that we are hoping the world is changing to a better place with the effort, with the action, positive action that we all put together as one body. Unfortunately, we are witnessing the war in Ukraine, and the war in the Middle East is extremely sad, and our hope and the wishes is to have a peace, the world peace, and putting all these positive action, manifesting, you know, our efforts and action to the positivity, to do something more humanity can benefit with the passionate eye. We have chosen a very beautiful song from Celine Dion, accompanied as a duet with Andrea Bocelli, Italian opera singers. And we are going to listen to their beautiful song, which it called Prayers. And let's listen to this one and enjoy, everyone.
Charlotte.
Turn it on. Channel on.
The song and Elizabeth, who was your dear friend, and you wanted to dedicate this.
But your English is much better than my English. So
But you're Andrea Bocelli, and I'm not. So, well, Andrea and Elizabeth Taylor had a great love affair together. I'm not literally, but although maybe they did, I don't know. But Elizabeth had such great love, as we all do here, for Andrea, and he wanted to dedicate this song in her memory this evening. And I want to introduce to you my two favorite singers in the world, one of them standing beside me, and this next one, singer, who I don't know what else to say except she is the one. I'm Canadian, the one, the only, Celine Dion!
La luce.
luce che tu dai.
I pray we'll find your light.
Nel cuore resterà.
And hold it in our hearts.
A ricordarci che
when stars go out each night,
l'eterna stella sei. Fede c'è. Lead us to a place.
Guide us with your grace.
Give us faith so we every child,
just like every child,
needs to find a place. Guide us with your grace. Give us faith so we'll be saved.
That was fascinating, from Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. Wonderful heavenly voice. And I wish the peace for the whole world. Right now we are going to have, we are having Vagaris on the line with us. And it's such a privilege to have him, and he accompany us on the radio show to be a guest. Hello, Vagaris. Hello? Hello, hello. You are on the air. So lovely to have you here.
Excellent. And I'm so grateful to be here, guys. Thanks for everybody tuning in and everybody around the world. Yeah, world peace for everybody. I love it every time you say it. And what do you say? Shall we get some deep breaths going?
Sure, that would be fantastic.
Awesome. Let's do it. Let's prepare for these three deep breaths by relaxing our belly, relaxing our shoulders, maybe our jaw. We just want to let our body know it's safe. And as we breathe in, let's appreciate how easily the air comes to us. And with the exhale, we're just going to let it all go. All right, let's do it. 3, 2, 1, all the way in through the nose.
Okay.
2 more.
Yes.
Nice. 1 more. All the way
yes.
And
I'm swimming.
So good. I love it.
Yeah.
That's the good stuff right there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And Vagaris, the subject of the show for today is the power of TV. We would love to hear your opinion about this.
Yeah, the power of TV. Well, television is very powerful indeed, and even the word television, as though somebody's telling you what to see. And, you know, TV is so important in our culture because it's probably the most popular and, thorough way of storytelling. Mm-hmm. And while storytelling is very important, it's also not quite as modern as the current moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really important that, like the thoughts that we think, we should also be very important and very critical of what television are we watching, what things are we watching, what are we consuming, and what are these things that affect our thoughts and influence us. Some of my favorite stuff from the TV realm, which most of it is on the internet these days, I think.
Yes.
From YouTube, some of my favorites are Manly Palmer Hall or Manly P. Hall. He says lots of really good things in his lectures. And another one is Rudolf Steiner.
Mm-hmm.
Rudolf Steiner. So those are two very influential people in my life who I've thought helped me in my life through the television. And how about you, Fahima? What are you saying about the power of television?
The power of television is, by itself, is very powerful. Is entertainment. It makes people to dream, to become creative, and motivation. And basically, your dreams, bringing your dreams to the reality. And the learning process, diversity, experience diversity, diverse cultures, promotes family time. And the best time, you know, for the elderly, that their time is passing by, and to be occupied with something, it would entertain them. And also give them the hope to feel better and to become motivated, basically. This is how I look at it. And to me, it has a lot of power for the TV, radio. Just imagine human being with no TV, no radio. What are going to do, basically, Vagaris?
Absolutely. It's such a good point. We are going to have to do something, and entertainment-wise, it's pretty good bang for your buck in terms of what you get and what you got to do. You know, you just sit back and relax.
Exactly.
And that definitely fills a huge place in, you know, human culture, because we can't be working all the time.
Definitely, yes.
Awesome. That's so nice, and I'm so glad to connect with you and Eagle Nation.
Is likewise.
Lots of love to everybody, and wishing you all the best and all the deep breaths. Until next week.
Yes, absolutely. We are looking forward to have you next week, next Thursday, on the Free Voices. Thank you so much for being with us.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye-bye. That one was Vagaris. It is such an honor and marvelous to have him at our own show that he participate. The month of July basically is a very special month for the indigenous people, that there is a lot of power because of the weather-wise and the culture-wise. They get together and they celebrate power. And if you don't know anything about the power celebration and the dancing, cultural dancing, as a mass of the people, indigenous people, and also the non-indigenous people participate in that banquet, I would call it. And is fascinating. And they have a lot of beautiful dances. that is a spiritual dancing, and it has a lot of meaning. And I would suggest and recommend each one of you to take a moment and Google on your internet and check it out. I'm sure you would enjoy it, because the color, the culture, and the movement they are doing, it has a lot of deep, wise meaning. My greetings and my respect to the landowner of the country, indigenous people, and all the reservations across the country and outside of the country in United States. They are listening to this program. It's such a privilege that we do have also the listeners from right in Nicola Valley. My greetings, my special greetings to the Nicola Valley and Indian band up there, that they are doing marvelous job, and I wish them the very best in their whatever they do. All they do is based on the positivity and humanitarian action, basically. The next song that I have chosen is the young boy that he is chanting with the drum. It's called Chubby Chubby Cree. Please join me and listen to this song, which is indigenous chanting of the child. Here we go.
Hey.
that was accompanied, you know, in the young boy, Chubby Cree drumming. And as a unit, several of them, they joined the young boy and they chanted, I call it chanting, that song, because their song has indigenous people. Their song and their celebration is based on their culture, and it has a very deep meaning. And definitely that was marvelous to hear the young one taking their action. They follow their culture, and it's fascinating to stick to your culture and accommodating your culture, because the culture is your root. And it's nice to nourish our root and to become more productive and more understanding wherever we land and wherever we go. Today also, I have Charlotte with us at the studio. Call Me Negotiator. She has her own show from 4 to 5. And please listen to her program. It's fascinating. And also many thanks to Charlotte that she accommodates our program directly to China in the, on the streamline. And hello, China. It's wonderful to have them. It's very early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning in China. And are witnessing and accompany our program at this end. And the subject of today's show is the power of TV. Charlotte, what do you think about the power of the power of TV?
I really appreciate to be here as always. I feel like the power of TV is, I would see it fundamentally as more of like the platform to pass the information, so that help us to get more like a different world, right? Like the
yes.
the information from the different world. So I feel like it's so important to live in this technology-driven world, mm-hmm. and leveraging all these tools for us to observe more and improve our critical thinking, so yes. that we make better decisions.
Yes.
So this is that I feel like the fundamental function of TV. And nowadays, as Lady Fahima mentioned just now, that I'm live streaming so that I can show what's going on here in this radio station, mm-hmm. in Vancouver, Canada, to people all the way in China, or let's say all the Chinese audiences who are living all over the world. A lot of them are in New York, they're mm-hmm. in Australia, Africa. This would be seen as different kind of TV to me as well. It's just like people watching TV on their phone right now.
That's so true, yes.
Yeah, it's just like a smaller TV, and then people have more choices. And mm-hmm. also for us, each one of us are, I would say, TV producer or show producer now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to pass all the information, and people are able to select what they wanted to observe and take. So yeah, like there are all different kinds of TV, but basically they're just the tools for us to get more information.
That's fantastic. That's marvelous. It's so lovely to have you and accompany us, Charlotte, with our show. Your dedication and your knowledge. I'm just so privileged with someone who graduated from Simon Fraser University and also you got some degree from New York City. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I studied negotiation and conflict resolution at Columbia University, which was located in New York City. Mm-hmm. So I lived there for several years. And that was pretty, that was like a pretty unpredicted mm-hmm. pathway for me to get to where I am, because now I do research in AI and human interaction, but last specific project was to help professional women mm-hmm. improve their negotiation skills or salary negotiation skills by leveraging the AI tools. And I do not expect all this happening mm-hmm. when I was back in China. So I really realized, back to the topic of the TV, I felt like back then we didn't have the social media things. So I only got like simple information
right.
about how do you want it to, or how could you explore the world as a student, mm-hmm. which was to become an international student. Mm-hmm. So that was the only way that I got all this information. I think I watched TVs, a Hollywood movie, that really kind of affect me. And mm-hmm. eventually I apply the schools that are in the States. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate all those experience and technology. So otherwise, absolutely. I wouldn't be able to come all the way mm-hmm. on the other side of the earth.
Yes.
yeah, and I wouldn't be here talking with you guys and work with all these amazing people and knowing about your background. We had a show last week, and also knowing the indigenous culture in Canada. So yes. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your eagerness. Thank you so much for being so open-minded and eager to learn, even though you are very young, but you are very wise, Charlotte. It is wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
The next song that we are going to have has been chosen by Quench Shachlach from Nicola Valley. He is the brother of the Chief Shackley, who left the station temporarily to catch up on his piloting. Basically, he's been called in Northwest Territories to catch and to be hired as a helicopter pilot, basically. And this is the brother from the Nicola Valley, and the song is called Hello Again. We are going to listen to that song, and please join me and enjoy the song.
Check.